Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Children's Encyclopedia, Y100,000. Extracurricular Reading for Primary School Students by Doris Walton is a question-driven children's reference book designed for early and middle primary readers. Rather than presenting knowledge through long encyclopedia articles or alphabetical entries, it organizes learning around the kind of why questions children often ask about the body, animals, nature, science, space, technology, and daily life. The book belongs to the Illustrated Factbook and Extracurricular Reading category, with an emphasis on short explanations, visual appeal, and broad subject coverage. Its purpose is not to replace a full science textbook or specialist encyclopedia, but to give children accessible starting points for understanding the world around them. The subtitle Building the Ultimate Brain signals its educational aim, helping young readers connect curiosity with basic factual knowledge, simple reasoning, and independent exploration. Its strongest value lies in turning scattered questions into a structured reading experience for home or classroom use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, curiosity is organized through child-friendly why questions. The central design feature of Y100,000 is its use of direct why questions as the entry point for learning. This structure reflects how primary school children commonly approach knowledge. They begin with concrete puzzlement before they are ready for abstract categories. A question such as why something happens in the body, sky, home, or animal world gives the reader an immediate reason to continue. This differs from many traditional encyclopedias, which require children to know what topic to search for before they can learn from it. The question format lowers that barrier by making curiosity itself the organizing principle. The educational effect is important because children are more likely to remember information when it answers a question they can imagine asking. The format also models a basic scientific habit, noticing a phenomenon, asking for a cause, and looking for an explanation. For younger readers, this makes knowledge feel less like memorization and more like inquiry. The book therefore functions as both a fact source and a training tool for forming clearer questions. Secondly, broad subject coverage gives children a balanced knowledge map. The book is presented as covering multiple knowledge dimensions, including science, space, animals, the human body, technology, nature, and ordinary life. This breadth is significant because primary school readers often encounter knowledge in fragments: a classroom lesson on planets, a parent conversation about health, a video about animals, or a question about machines. By placing varied topics within one volume, the book helps children see that knowledge is connected rather than isolated. A question about the body can sit beside a question about weather or inventions, encouraging the reader to move across domains without treating learning as separate school subjects. This approach is especially useful for extracurricular reading, where the goal is not exam preparation alone, but the formation of general awareness. The limitation is that broad coverage usually means each answer must remain brief. However, for the intended age range, breadth can be more valuable than depth because it builds a foundation of recognizable concepts. The book works best as a first map of many fields, not as a final authority on any single one. Thirdly, comic-style visuals support comprehension for early readers, a notable feature of Y100,000. Is its comic style and visually driven presentation. For primary school students, illustrations are not merely decorative. They help translate unfamiliar concepts into concrete images. A child reading about space, digestion, animal behavior, or everyday technology may not yet have the vocabulary or background knowledge to process a dense prose explanation. Images can anchor the explanation by showing scale, sequence, contrast, or cause and effect. Bold headings and segmented layouts also reduce cognitive load by making each entry feel manageable. This matters because many children in the 6 to 12 age range are still developing reading stamina. Short visual units allow them to read independently without feeling overwhelmed. The comic style can also make abstract information feel less distant, especially for reluctant readers who may avoid conventional reference books. At the same time, visual learning has limits illustrations simplify, and simplified diagrams should not be mistaken for full scientific models. The strength of the format lies in opening a path to understanding, not in providing exhaustive technical accuracy. Fourthly, concise answers prioritize accessibility over specialist depth. The explanations in this kind of children's encyclopedia are designed to be brief, clear, and age-appropriate. That choice has practical educational value. Young readers benefit from answers that avoid excessive terminology and focus on the main cause, function, or pattern behind a question. A short answer can prevent frustration and give children enough understanding to continue reading. The trade-off is that older or more advanced readers may want deeper explanations, especially for complex topics in astronomy, biology, physics, or technology. This is a common tension in children's fact books. The same simplicity that makes a book approachable can make it feel incomplete to a child who is ready for more detail. Why 100,000? Appears to position itself at the introductory level rather than the advanced reference level. Its best use is therefore as a launch point. Parents and teachers can treat each answer as the beginning of a discussion, an experiment, or a library search. The book is strongest when judged by its ability to spark understanding quickly, not by the standards of a comprehensive encyclopedia. Lastly, follow-up prompts encourage active discovery beyond reading. The book is described as including prompts that invite children to ask themselves questions, try simple activities, draw, observe, or research further. This feature matters because it changes the reading experience from passive reception to active discovery. A child who reads an answer and then tests an idea, compares examples, or records an observation is practicing a more durable form of learning. The prompt-based method also supports parents and teachers who want to extend extracurricular reading without designing a full lesson from scratch. For example, a brief explanation of a natural phenomenon can lead to observation outdoors, while a technology question can lead to examining objects at home. These activities help children connect printed knowledge with lived experience. The approach also reinforces metacognition because children begin to notice what they know, what they still wonder about, and how they might investigate. The prompts should be understood as light exploratory tools rather than formal experiments. Their value is in building habits of inquiry, not in producing laboratory-level conclusions. In conclusion, Why 100,000 is best suited for primary school children who enjoy asking practical questions about the world, as well as for parents and educators seeking an accessible extracurricular reading resource. It will be especially useful for children who prefer visual explanations, short reading units, and topic variety over long textbook chapters. The practical benefit is that it gives adults a ready way to respond to everyday curiosity while helping children build vocabulary, factual awareness, and confidence in asking better questions. Intellectually, the book supports the early stages of inquiry, noticing, questioning, reading an explanation, and looking for further evidence or examples. Compared with more traditional children's encyclopedias, its distinguishing feature is the why question structure combined with comic-style presentation and active prompts. It does not appear to aim for the depth of a specialist science reference or the strict organization of an alphabetical encyclopedia. Instead, it stands out as a bridge between casual curiosity and structured learning. Readers who expect detailed expert treatment of every topic may find the answers too brief. But those looking for a broad, lively, and approachable knowledge starter will find its format well-matched to primary school learning needs. If you would like to support Doris Walton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.